police reporter brings you another true murder mystery. This time, a story of the Redcoats, the Royal Northwest Mounted Police. It's really necessary to go back 2 years before the story proper and tell you something that occurred at that time.
A Canadian mounted policeman named Nicholson came into his headquarters at Ponoka, Northwest Territory, with a fur hat he'd picked up on the trail. This hat was different from others of its kind because it had a hole in the side, a neat round hole with blood smeared over parts of it. As the owner couldn't be located and no one was reported missing, it was carefully packed away in the basement at headquarters. Now, 2 years later, Nicholson rides up to a lonely cabin to place its owner under arrest.
Hello, Mountie.
I'm glad you're home.
Why?
I'm here to put you and your two friends under arrest for horse stealing. Where are they?
They beat it.
What do you mean, beat it? They live here, don't they?
Well, they've been staying with me, if you call that living here.
Where'd they go?
How should I know? Made a break for the States, I guess. Took my gear with them and left me flat.
Well, get your things on. You're going back to the post with me.
I ain't got nothing to be afraid of. If I stole that horse, where is he? You don't see him around, do you?
Well, the prosecution claims that you sold him.
It's just spite work, and I'll prove it when we get to town.
Well, that's up to you, Candy. I'm just sent out here to serve this warrant.
Come on in the house. I got something you ought to see.
Wait till I tie up my horse. Come on, lady.
I'd have come into the post and told you about it, but I ain't got no transportation.
Well, what is it that's so important?
Something right in your line. Come on in.
Well, what is it you want me to see?
Take a look in the ash box of that stove over there.
Just full of ashes, that's all.
That's what you think. Dig around in the bottom and you'll get an eyeful.
Hey, you mind if I dump them on the floor?
No, go ahead.
Hey, what's this?
What's it look like?
Why, they're bones. The bones of a man's hand.
That's it. Now hunt a little more careful, Mounty.
Well, here's a skull.
Don't expect to find anything like that, did you?
No. There's a hole in it. A bullet hole.
Interesting, ain't it?
Hey, what do you know about this, Koenig?
Not much, but I'll tell you what I do know. A couple of days before, the two guys left. They said they was going hunting. That afternoon, I heard a lot of shooting. After dinner, they went out again. They come in late at night with a lot of big bundles and had them in the storeroom. All night, they kept the fire going, and the next day, they was gone.
When did you first find these things?
The morning after the two guys left.
What do you think happened?
I think they met somebody on the trail and killed them and robbed them.
You got any idea who it was?
Nope. But maybe you can find out. They left a lot of junk in the storeroom.
If I only knew who this guy was.
Well, why don't you look in there? Maybe you'll find some of his things.
That's not a bad idea. I'll mosey around while you're getting dressed.
Say, listen, Mounty, I didn't steal that horse.
Well, that's up to you to prove, Koenig. Say, it's dark in that storeroom. You got a lantern?
Here, take my flashlight.
Thanks. Hey, where is this stuff?
Over in the far corner.
Oh, there's just a bundle of clothes in here.
Well, maybe you can find some kind of identification in them.
Hey, there's something in the pocket of this coat.
Well, stay in there and examine it for a while.
Hey, what are you doing?
Open up that door, Curtis.
You open it. I ain't got time. So long, Mounty. I hope you freeze to death.
Hey, let me out of here.
I'll be back in a week, Mounty.
I'll get you for this. You can't get away with this, Koenig. So long, Mounty. Open this door, Koenig. Open this door.
I'll be seeing you.
After much pushing and straining, Trooper Nicholson managed to open the door and get back to headquarters. He arrived there with the bones and skull, but without his man or his horse. Koenig had disappeared, and Trooper Nicholson was sharply reprimanded by his superior. A few days later, he and a fellow trooper were in the cellar of the post, cleaning up. They were sorting mementos of unsolved cases.
Hey, Nicholson, you found this fur cap, didn't you?
Yeah. Never did find out who it belonged to, though. Now, it's a funny thing, wasn't it?
What's funny about it?
That hole.
A hole's a hole where I come from.
Yes, but that hole's a bullet hole. And those stains are some man's blood.
Oh, forget about it. Let's put all your relics together. The fur cap, the skull. skull and the...
Yeah. Put the fur cap on the skull.
Huh, not a bad idea. It'll keep the poor devil's bald head warm. Say, it fits.
What?
The hat fits the skull.
It does. Let me take a look at it. There's something funny about this. Take a look at that.
What?
The hole.
Well, what about it?
The hole in the hat matches the hole in the skull.
Well, what does that prove?
Plenty. Pretty nearly proves that this was a man who was wearing the hat.
I'm beginning to see the significance of those holes in the hat and the skull. They were both caused by the same bullet.
I found the hat 2 years ago and the skull last month. This skull must have been in that stove for almost 2 years.
Well?
What I have to find out now is who's been living in that shack for the last 2 years. Who could have tried burning this skull?
Well, when you find that out, you'll have a good idea who the murderer is. But you still won't know who the dead man is.
Well, he's somebody. Somebody's going to miss him. And when they do, the case is in the bag.
Three weeks later at the post, and the troopers are still puzzled.
Well, how are you doing, Nicholson?
Not so good. There's only one fact I've dug up in the last 3 weeks. That shack has never been lived in by anyone except Koenig for the past 3 years, and he hasn't lived in it more than 2 months in all that time.
Doesn't look so good for him, does it?
Oh, he knew more than he was telling, I guess.
Well, where is he? We haven't seen hide nor hair of him since he locked you in his shack and made his getaway.
I'd like to talk to him right now for about a half an hour.
All you have to do is to find him.
Ah, he'll turn up. They always do. Come in. Oh, hello, Higby.
Hello, Nicholson.
What's on your mind?
There's something kind of puzzling me.
Well, is there any way that I can help you?
Maybe. I don't know. I've been tax collector for this district for over 15 years, and I ain't had nothing happen like this before.
What is it?
Oh, one of my neighbors named Joe Hindle left about 2 years ago to take possession of a farm he'd inherited in Bemidji, Minnesota. I ain't heard from him since.
Maybe he can't write, Higby.
Don't be funny. Joe ain't paid any of his taxes since he left, and he don't answer any of my letters. Now, that ain't like Joe, and I wish you'd find out through the chief of police at Bemidji if he's all right.
I'll be glad to do it for you, Higby.
Thanks, Nicholson. How soon do you think you'll know?
Oh, drop around about 10 days, and I'll have the information for you.
Yeah, say, what's the idea of having this skull on your desk? Trying to scare people?
Sure. What do you mean by letting him sit around without his hat on? Show the gentleman how you look in your hat, Scully. There you are. Well, how does he look, eh?
Well, I'll be hornswoggled. Speak of the devil.
What is it, Higby?
That's Joe Hindle's hat.
Are you sure?
Positive. I was with him when he killed the critter that fur was taken from. He was wearing that there hat in the morning he come to say goodbye 2 years ago.
Are you sure of that, Higby?
Oh, sure and shooting.
Say, Nicholson, how would you like to go to Bemidji?
I think that would be a very interesting trip.
After much arguing, the sergeant in charge of the post gave Nicholson the authority and money to make the trip. After a long talk with the chief of police at Bemidji, they started out into the country to find Hindle at his farm.
Well, start up the motor and let's get it going out.
Find out anything from the chief?
Yeah. He says that Hindle came to take possession of the farm he'd inherited about 2 years ago. Been around here ever since, except two or three times when he's away on trips.
Well, how do we get to this place?
Oh, we'll go about 2 miles out this way and... then we take a right turn at the schoolhouse corner. Second farmhouse on the left. I guess that must be the house up there.
Say, we're in luck. He's at home. I see smoke coming from his chimney.
We'll go right on up the driveway.
Well, hang on, it's pretty rough.
Well, come on, let's go. Well, here we are.
Say, there's someone inside. I hear them coming to the door.
Hey, let's stand aside so he can't see us till he opens it.
Well, what is it?
They told us we'd find a man named Hindle living here.
My name's Hindle.
Not when I knew you, it wasn't. Not when you locked me in your storeroom 4 months ago, it wasn't.
So what are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about, William Oscar Koenig.
Well, supposing I admit I'm Koenig, what of it?
We've come to put you under arrest.
And you're going to take me back to Pinoca for stealing your horse?
No, we're taking you back for murdering Joseph Hindall 2 years ago.
You're crazy.
I don't think so. I got a watertight case, Koenig.
How can you try me for killing a man you don't even know is dead?
Well, if he isn't dead, where is he?
I don't know.
Then I'll tell you. All that's left of him is in the ash box of your stove at Pinoca.
You'll have to prove that.
I can prove it, and without much trouble. Finding you here is the only bit of evidence I still needed to send you to the gallows.
Early in 1910, William Koenig was hanged by the neck until dead, and once more the Royal Northwest Mounted Police had gotten their man.
Have just heard the sixth story taken from police records and brought to you by the police reporter. Listen for the next. This is a radio release production.